Amen.
Amen. I want to begin with John 3:16. You know, we're going to talk today about eternal life. So we're going to begin with the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. There's something about just reading it from the Word, not just reciting it, you know, from memory. So I open my Bible and I'm going to read it from Scripture. I'm using the New King James. And it says this, and many of us have it already memorized, actually. But there's something about reading it from the Word. And it's in red letters. And if it's in red letters, that means the Lord Jesus is speaking. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, right? And we know that that is such a well-known verse. Many people have it memorized. But let me tell you something. There is definitely something about this verse, because when we quote this word, this verse, you know, it seems like everybody knows this from a young age, right? But really, this verse, I believe, has been misunderstood and misapplied. You know, it's very clear. This scripture really has been used to teach about salvation, really. And it also has been used to teach about the Lord Jesus coming and dying for our sins so that we would not perish, right? That we would not go to hell, right? And as true as this is, because this is a true statement, this verse is saying that the real purpose of Jesus coming to this earth and dying for us was so that we could have everlasting life. And it just so happened that our sins were a barrier that stood between us and this everlasting life, right? So it is true that Jesus did die for our sins. And it is true that if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we will not perish. But there is so much more to the gospel than just that. So the real message of the gospel is that God wants to give you and I everlasting life. But let me explain it to you even further, okay? On the night before the Lord's crucifixion, right? The Lord God was praying, and we're going to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 3, and look at one of the things that he was saying during his prayer. So go to John 17, 3. Okay? And you know, he's praying to God the Father, okay? And he's saying in John 17, 3, and this is eternal life, that they may know you. The Lord Jesus is pointing to God the Father, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. He's talking about himself. He's talking about God. So this says that everlasting life is knowing Father God, the only true God, and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, whom God the Father sent. And that is what this scripture is saying, John 3:16, that this is everlasting life, knowing God, knowing the Lord Jesus, right? And many people think that everlasting life is living forever and ever and ever, right? Well, every person that knows the Lord does live forever, right? We have eternity with the Lord. But there is a misconception to think that when a person dies, they stop existing. Okay, that's not true. The spirit and the soul go back to God. The body, as we know, decays in the grave, right? And the truth is that every person who had ever lived, right, on the face of this earth will continue to live in spirit form, correct? Because we are born again. So our spirit is going to continue to live even after we go home, right? When we die, our body remains, but our spirit is going to go with God the Father. You know, the Word of God says that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
With the Lord.
Amen?
Amen.
I mean, this is very, very powerful because, again, this scripture has been misunderstood multiple times during teachings. So here we have and the truth is that every person who has ever lived right now will continue to live in spirit form. That is the truth. And to say that eternal life is living forever is not the whole truth, because everybody doesn't live forever. Not everybody's going to accept the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has said to the Lord Jesus, yes, to the Lord. Amen. So their spirit's not going to live forever with the Lord. So there's some people that will be left behind. And what this verse is saying, John 3:16, what it's saying that not everybody is going to make it to eternity with God, because it's not automatically given to everyone. And we know that because the Word of God says that with our hearts we believe and with our mouth we confess that Jesus is Lord. And this is why God's, you know, sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in his Son should have everlasting life. Correct? And you may, you know, some people will say, you know, my Lord, I'm just trying to think. Even in the beginning, when I first got saved, I thought of myself, oh, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. Oh, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. But that's all that I was taught. I wasn't taught about that right now. We are living in eternity. We are living in the kingdom of God. We are living right now. This is right now is the time of salvation. And the real purpose of salvation is not living just forever in heaven, but it's really knowing God the Father, having intimacy with him, having a relationship with God, having a relationship with the Holy Spirit, having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about having intimacy. That's the true gospel. It's about having a relationship with the Lord God, our Father. Amen. With the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Right? It's having a relationship with the Lord God. Right? Many people have cried out, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Right? But they've never had an intimate relationship with God as a goal. And we believers, Christians, we need to have intimacy with God. We need to have a relationship with God. We need to recognize his voice when he speaks to us. So a lot of times what happens that if we're not taught exactly what John 3:16 is, people are going to be they're going to have some sort of false doctrine. Amen? Because John 3:16 just doesn't get you to heaven and that's the end of it. No, there's so much more to salvation than just going to heaven.
Right.
Amen? And I mean, at least when I was saved, that's what I thought. Oh, I'm going to heaven. I'm good. You know, like I don't have to worry about anything else. No, there is so much more. And the reality is that when we are taught that about John 3:16, just looking at it as, you got eternal life with the Lord. We are doing, you are, whoever ministers this to other people, or teaches this to other people, you are doing them a disservice, really. Because you're not representing the word of God correctly. And when we present salvation as something that deals with just spiritual things, that would only benefit us in the future. But what about now? So it's only benefiting us in eternity, but what about now? We're not really helping one another. We're not really helping people. And there's a lot of people in our lives, in our families, around us, that are living in reality in hell right now. There are people that are going through some hardships. There are people that are going through strife. There are many people that are depressed. There are many people that are living in poverty. There are many people that have been rejected. There are many people that are hurt. There are many people that have had failed marriages. And the list goes on and on. And people are just trying to survive day to day, right? They're just trying to keep their heads above water. And by making salvation something that deals only with the future, many people put off that decision because they're too busy just trying to survive for today. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Who needs the gospel if salvation's going to be spoken about something that's going to happen way, way, way in the future? No, the gospel has to affect us right here, right now. Now is the time of salvation, not tomorrow, not 10 years from now. Now when I hit 80, 90, 100, you know, that these are how people think.
Right.
And the truth is that the Lord not only came to affect our eternal destinies so that we can live forever in heaven, and blessings instead of the punishment and the curse of hell. That's not the only reason, right? But the Lord came to deliver us from this present evil world, right? It's just, you know, when you read 3:16, again, talking about futuristic, but there's so much more than that. Yes, living in heaven is a blessing. Yes, living in heaven is not being punished and not going to hell. Yes, you being released from the curse of hell, right? When you live the John 3:16 scripture. But there's so much more to that, you know? And that's what ministers are not teaching the people. This is what, you know, this is why God doesn't make just converts. He's making disciples. He wants to make disciples. We need to know the truth of the word so we can express the truth in detail to others. The Lord came to deliver us from this dark world.
Yes.
And that means, like, right now. He came to deliver us right now, not tomorrow, not 20 years from now, not 5 years. No, he came to deliver us right now. Right now.
Okay.
He came to bless us right now. Look at Galatians. Let's turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 4. So, if you're teaching John 3:16, there's a lot more than just eternal life. There's a lot more to it. It's about living now the life that the Lord Jesus died for, that he gave it to you. Jesus gave you abundant life. It's so much more than what this scripture, what some ministers express the scripture means or they interpret. Galatians 1:4 says, who gave himself, this is the Lord, this is speaking about the Lord, for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Right? So Jesus came to give you intimacy and a personal relationship with God the Father today. It's not futuristic. It's happening right now. So when we accepted the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior, what this John 3:16 means also, we accepted to be reconciled back with God the Father. Remember, in the Garden of Eden, that relationship was broken. Adam broke that relationship with the Father because he gave his dominion, his authority, and they sinned in the garden. They disobeyed God. So that relationship got broken, right? And the Lord sent his son, Jesus, so that we can be reconciled back to him. So it's about committing to a beautiful relationship with God the Father. It's about communion with him. It's about praying to God. It's about having intimacy, a relationship with God. Look at John 10:10, right? A lot of us know that verse also, right? That scripture. John 10:10, look at what it says. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. The Lord Jesus, this is red letters, he's saying, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. So the Lord Jesus came to give you a life filled with quality. Amen. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus wants to give you a quality of life that is greater than anything you could obtain through any other source. Remember, God is our source. He's our provider. And that this is why the Lord is saying, the thief, speaking about Satan, the devil, he doesn't come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So God wants you, he wants to give you eternal life. God wants to give you abundant life. And I believe that you need that today. We need the abundant life. We need eternal life. We need both, not just one. We know already we're going to heaven. But I want to live the abundant life that God died for me to live today. He became poor so that I can be rich in every area of my life. This is not just talking about finances. It's talking about every area of my life. That's why the Lord became poor.
Can I read something?
Yes, yes.
Because I just thought something, and it's about abundance. It says here, abundantly.
Yes.
In strong concord, super abundant, excessive overflowing surface, over and above more than enough, profuse, extraordinary, above the ordinary, more than sufficient. All that is entailed into this scripture.
Did you see that?
I'm sorry, I had it. You know me, how I get.
Yeah, no, that's perfect because you're talking about there's an overflow of abundant blessings. There's an overflow, just like the Lord says in Malachi 3:16, right? He will open the floodgates of heaven. There's an overflow of blessings. Not just financially, but in your time, in love, in strength, and peace. It's just an overabundance. Mm-hmm. That the Lord is giving you in every area of your life. And we all need that. We're believers. We need that. We cannot walk this life in our own strength. We cannot walk this life without the Lord. It's impossible, really.
Amen.
Because if you try to walk this life by yourself, you're going to fall. You're going to fall hard. And it will be very difficult for you to get back up without the Lord. if you ignore him, if you choose not to have intimacy or relationship with him, you're going to fall, and you're going to fall very hard. Amen?
Amen. Yep.
But God came. The Lord Jesus sent his son so that we can live a life filled with blessings. Filled with blessings. So he didn't just die to forgive you of your sins, but he died so we can be closer to him.
Amen.
Amen. So we can get closer to God the Father. That was his purpose. And if we already been born again, right? And we have, then we need to go beyond just getting your sins forgiven. Yeah, we already know our sins have been forgiven, but we need to enter into everlasting life with God the Father. That means enter into his blessings, walk in his blessings, walk in what he sent his son to die for, to give to us abundant life, super bloom life,
Amen.
a life with an overflow, like Sister Rosie just read. It's more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than enough, right? And these are the facts about eternal life. I want to read you, like, I believe there's five things, right? Facts about eternal life. The purpose of the gospel is eternal life. These are facts. And that we read in John 3:16. Another fact that we spoke about is eternal life is knowing God, right? We need to know God. This is why we go into the Word. We get to know his characteristics, right? His character. And we know that God is love. We know that God is full of compassion. As a matter of fact, when he went around healing people, he was moved by compassion. Amen. So God is a compassionate God. We know that he's graceful, that he favors us. He favors his children, right? So eternal life is knowing God, knowing who he is in your life. Number three, knowing God is an intimate relationship. Knowing God is being intertwined, right? Like a rope, like when you do like a braid, you're intertwined, the hairs or a rope, whatever it is, that is being intimate with God. That is having an intimate relationship. You know, the Word of God says, my sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
You learn how to hear the voice of God. You learn how to listen to the voice of God. You learn how to obey the voice of God. That is knowing God in an intimate way, in an intimate relationship. Why don't we go to that scripture? Because we haven't read that scripture. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Because we spoke about those, the other two in detail, right? About knowing God and eternal life. But let's go to 1 Corinthians 6. And let's go to verses 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians 6. And I'm going to read it. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen. Listen, this is the intertwine. We are bonded together. We are one with the Lord. Amen. We are one with God. Remember, when the Lord God sees you, he sees his son Jesus. We are made in his image and likeness. I mean, this is, you have to get like a bigger picture of John 3:16. You got to see that it's not just about, hey, I have a home. I have eternity with the Lord in the future. No, there's so much more to this. There's, you know, to salvation. It is having intimacy. It's knowing God. It's living for God. It's walking with him every single day, walking by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Intimacy. We're talking about intimacy, bonding with God, being in one spirit and one mind. Amen. The word of God says that we have the mind of Christ. We are one. That we have the spirit of wisdom. Why? Because we are one. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Another, let's go to another point. Another point I want to make. Eternal life is available right now. Let's go to the 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. Let's go to the back of the Bible, right? 1 John 5, verse 12. 1 John 5, 12 says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Amen. Talking about eternal life. See, eternal life is available to us today, but it's available for those who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Amen.
If people have not accepted the Lord, then they cannot experience eternal life right now. What they're experiencing right now, even sometimes as Christians, we get kind of annoyed that unbelievers are so wealthy and they're doing good in their businesses and you know, they're doing well. They're buying homes. They're buying real estate. Like they're very successful, right? But there's one thing missing. They don't have eternal life. They're not living the abundant life that God has for them right now. What they have is only temporary.
Right.
It is so temporary. They can be doing awesomely well today, and tomorrow they can fall. They can lose everything. Amen. But God, his children, God takes care of his children.
Amen. Yes.
There is abundant life for us to live every single day when we're with God, when we're one with God. Every single day is... Actually, the word of God says, today is better than yesterday. Today is better than the last. Every single day we go from glory to glory. We keep maturing. We keep improving. Amen? This reminds me of that scripture in the third book of John. 1:2, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. You see, your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. As we commit to the word, as we begin to renew our minds, and we prosper our mind to be aligned more to the spirit, every area of our life, prosperity, wealth, health, continues to mature, to increase.
Amen.
And the Lord says in his word that he will bless the works of our hands. So everything we touch will prosper. But we have to be one with the Son. Like it says here, we need to have God. And if we don't have God, we have no life. That means we don't have eternal life for right now. We don't have the abundant life. We don't have the bread of life, right? Jesus is called the bread of life. That means we don't have the source. No, right now is the time. Right now is the time of salvation. Right now is the time to walk in eternity, in eternal life. We carry the kingdom of God. We have the Lord Jesus residing in us. We are living eternity right now.
Right.
Because it's available today, right now. Another thing that the Lord wants, right? God wants a personal relationship with us, right? Mm-hmm. Look at the book of Revelation 3:20. This is what 3:20 says, Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. My Lord, it doesn't get closer than that. God wants a personal relationship with you and I.
Amen.
He's right there. He's right there. He's not far from us. He's right here, right now. He wants us to invite him in. He wants to commune with us. I think it was Sunday, right? Sunday, I'm going to go there because it just came to my mind right now. Psalm 23:5, right? Psalm 23:5 says, you, talking about God, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Again, there's an overflow. God has prepared a table. He prepares a table for us every single day. Are we going to go in and dine with him? Because that's what he wants. He wants a personal relationship with his sons and daughters.
Amen.
And that is living eternal life. So there's the facts of eternal life are the five I just mentioned. It's the purpose of the gospel is eternal life. Eternal life is knowing God. Knowing God is an intimate relationship. Eternal life is available right now. And God wants a personal relationship with you and I.
Amen.
He yearns for that, right? And we should be yearning for that as well. We should be yearning to be intimate with God, to have a relationship where when I walk and I'm talking to God, I can hear him answering or giving me advice of what I'm asking him. Right? The word of God says, and I think it's in Matthew 7:7, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock on my door and I will open the door for you. Right?
Amen.
Isn't that what we just read in Revelation 3:20? Right?
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. He's standing at the door. He's knocking at our hearts. Are you going to open the door for him? Are you going to invite him in? He is making an invitation. And he's constantly making an invitation to unbelievers, right? He's constantly sending ministering angels to talk to unbelievers. He's knocking at their hearts. Are they going to be open to receive him? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what happened to us? God was knocking at our hearts. Right? He called us. He chose us. But it was up to us to open the door and enter in. Right? It was up to us to make a decision. Because God doesn't force himself on us. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a gentleman. He's a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He's one awesome God, right? Hallelujah. So in review, right? Let's review some of these. Let's review the lesson, right? In John 3:16, what was the purpose of God sending the Lord Jesus into the world? You guys can answer.
Huh? To give us abundant life.
Yeah.
To give it lasting life, yes.
Yeah. And he came to save the world.
Amen.
He came to save the lost
world.
And this is why God needs us, right? He needs us as disciples to talk to other people. And you know what? God will put the words in your mouth.
That's
He'll
right.
tell you exactly what you need to say. This is why eternal life is not just going to heaven, but it's having a relationship with Him where we can hark our ears to His voice, so that when He wants to say something to us, in order to be able to connect with others, we can hear Him, and the right word will come out of our mouth, because only God knows what that individual needs. We don't know what that individual needs, but if we get a discernment of a word of knowledge, we will get that from God Himself, and then we can now have a conversation with that individual, and that individual says, "How did you know that?" Only God can reveal what they're going through, right? But God will direct you to that person. God will tell you what this person needs, right?
Yeah.
And so the Lord also sent His Son, because anyone who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, not only does He have eternal life, but now He came to remove our sins penalty. Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So all our sins have been forgiven, all past, present, and future sins. And that is awesome. That is awesome that we can just, you know, when we fail God, or if we happen to sin, we can run to God and say, "Lord, I am so sorry." You just confess and God said, "Get up, child, keep going." You know, like, get up, keep going. You know, like, He's so forgiving. His grace. We have a better covenant today. We have a covenant of grace. My goodness. And we read some scriptures today, Galatians 4:1. We read that. Amen. But let's talk about the word no. No means to have an intimate personal relationship with a person. To know, let's say if I say I know my spouse, right? That means I have an intimate relationship with my spouse, right? In Genesis 4:1, let me see what it says. I'm going to go to Genesis 4:1 right now. In Genesis 4:1, it says, "Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, 'I have acquired a man from the Lord.'" But what I'm referencing to here is the word know and knew.
Oh.
That means that Adam and Eve had an intimate relationship with one another. So when we read the word know in the word, like we read in John 17:3, is to know God, like the Lord Jesus said, "I pray that they would know you, God the Father." He's talking about God the Father. "I pray that they would know you just like I knew you," right? Just like the Lord Jesus and God had an intimate relationship, the Lord Jesus was praying that we would know God the Father just like the Lord Jesus knew His Father, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about intimacy. So what is eternal life or everlasting life according to this verse in John 17:3 about knowing God? And I'm going to repeat it. In this life, John 17:3 says, "In this is life, eternal life, that they might know thee," know you, "the only true God and Jesus Christ."
Amen.
In other words, John 17:3 is all about knowing the Lord God, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's what this verse means. Eternal life, if everlasting life, means to know God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just physically, but intimately.
Amen.
Amen. In 1 John 5:11-12, and I believe we read that earlier, And this is the record, right, that God, right, has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. He that has the Son, right, we read this before, has life. And he that does not have the Son of God does not have life. So I ask you, according to this verse, when does eternal and everlasting life begins?
When you accept God.
Exactly.
Accept Jesus. Yeah.
When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. Amen.
Amen.
And we read John 10:10, right? What kind of life did the Lord Jesus come to give us?
Abundant. Super abundant.
Overflowing. Filled with blessings. And we're talking about every area of our life.
Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, explain now, right? Explain the attributes of an abundant life. Whoever wants to go, explain what is it? What are the attributes of having abundant life?
I'm going to let Liz do it.
It's knowing God, knowing, have intimacy, relationship with him. Eternal life is available. It's basically just having to know God, to have that relationship with him, to be able to know him, accept him. We have to accept him first. Once we accept him, we have to get to know him, to know God, and have that intimacy with him.
That's right, because when you do, right, there's the abundance of life, because abundant life is the opposite of what Satan came to do, to kill, steal, and destroy. It's the total opposite. What's the opposite of kill? It's live, right? Like instead of dying, you're living, right? What is the opposite of stealing? Probably having, right? Remaining, right? What's the opposite of destroying? It's like preserving. It's like a shield, right? Mm-hmm. So the Lord came to be our shield. The Lord came to give us favor. Right?
Yes.
I mean, it's just everything opposite of what the enemy came to do is living the abundant life.
That's right. Amen.
Relationship. Yeah. Intimacy. Everything you said, Liz. All that.
Yeah.
That's abundant life. Peace. And even we can go into the other attributes, right? Peace, strength, joy.
Yes.
Everything that has to do with salvation. When we look at the word salvation in the Greek, it means soteria. And that means not just salvation, it means blessings, healing, deliverance.
Amen.
Reconciliation. Prosperity is everything's intertwined again, intertwined with that word in the Greek. It means so much more than just salvation.
That's right.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, anyway, let me continue. Oh my God. Do you believe that God sent his son Jesus into the world to die for the sins of the world, thereby giving us, who believes, eternal and everlasting life?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He came to do all that. And now today we know that it means so much more than just eternal life, right?
Exactly.
Is it clear to you that eternal and everlasting life is not only a length of time, eternity, but a quality? Look, it's using the word quality. A quality and quantity of life. Is it clear to you? Absolutely, right? We went through all the different. We really broke and did exegesis, right, on this verse, John 3:16. It's so much more than just telling somebody, oh, if you accept the Lord, you're gonna have eternal life. Well, what exactly does that mean? You gotta explain it in totality what that means.
What else? Yeah.
It's not just about having a mansion in heaven after you leave this earth, right? It's about the relationship, the intimacy, the bonding with God. It's about living the abundant life, the overflowing of life. It's about really, really taking the Lord Jesus and seeing him as the bread of life, as your nourishment, as your source, as your provider, as your savior, as your deliverer, as your healer, as your banner, as your warrior, as your overcomer, as divine. You gotta look at God in all these attributes. He is so much more than just a father who has a home for you.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. He's daddy. He's father. He's Father God who takes care of his children. He calls you beloved.
Yes.
He calls you beloved. You are the apple of his eyes.
Amen.
So there's so much more than how I was explained what John 3:16 was.
Right.
So much more to this.
I never saw it this way. Honestly.
Right?
This is really good.
But this is why we have Bible studies. Mm-hmm. Because we get to go deeper into the word. We get to break down the word. We get to repeat verse after verse so it can begin to nourish our mind, so our mind can begin to be renewed by the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. This is why I believe it's key to have a Bible study, because we get to ask questions, we get to participate in the study, and we really get deep into the word of God.
And you know what I feel with this, okay? So, you know, we know all these scriptures and we've heard all the attributes of God before, mm-hmm. right? But never connected to the verse, you know, John 16, you know, where he said that, you know, not connecting it with that.
Yeah.
With his eternal life, which, yeah, well, in his eternal life, it's all this. So he came to give us life here on this earth and to give it to us in abundance. And this is all of it in John 3:16.
Correct.
Everything you said today, it's all in John 3:16. Because he came to meet all our needs.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's not just meeting our needs, right? He's just blessing us in so many ways.
Yes.
In so many different ways. He's blessing us, not just spiritually, which is number one key. You know, we are spiritual beings now, living in a human body. So now not only blessing us spiritually with gifts and talents on top of that, right? That he's given us.
Right.
But he's blessing us physically, right? By Jesus' stripes, we were healed, right?
Yeah, amen.
That was a Sunday sermon, right? So he came so that we may have life and have it in abundance. And we can't have life in abundance if we're sick, right?
That's
so he came to give us health and wealth that we may prosper, right? Because the word of God says, meditate on my word, just like Joshua did. Meditate on my word day and night, and everything that you do will prosper, right?
Amen.
And meditating on God's word is having an intimate relationship with God, is being in the word, is talking to God, because the word became flesh. The word is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Amen. So there's so much richness in this John 3:16. And now in this study that we just did, we really opened it up, and the Lord has deposited into us a greater understanding of this verse today.
Amen.
So, so anyway, this is the study for today. But if you have any other comments,